manifest also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Listen to the words of Jesus. Whosoever, therefore, shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. I want to talk about a public confession versus a private confirmation. A public confession versus a private confirmation. One of the things, Prelo, you know, is that the contemporary church has gotten away from testimony services and prayer services. One of the things, again, that the contemporary church has gotten away from is testimony services and prayer services. There used to be a time when the saints of God would tarry in the Spirit. The old school, right school church, Wednesday nights or Tuesday nights, there would be something called prayer band. You know, young folk don't know nothing about that. Only band y'all think about is South Carolina State and FAMU, but it used to be a prayer band in Benedict College. Dr. Harder's Benedict College. I got you, Dr. Harder. Marching band of distinction. And they would get together an hour before Bible study or stay an hour after Bible study and begin to just pray and intercede on behalf of the saints. When I began here at Brooklyn back in the day, that was something that was a tradition here at the Brooklyn Church. And after Wednesday night prayer service, there would be about 100 people. Now to the point we don't even do it no more. You don't find people coming any longer for corporate prayer and even testimony service. There used to be a time that we would even tarry in the Spirit on watch night beginning at 10 o'clock. And beginning at 10 o'clock, we would have testimony service, but now we've got to have watch night service at 9 a.m. so y'all can make it down to Main Street. I'm just going to tell the truth and shame the devil. Now we got to have watch night early night so y'all can. But we used to really believe in corporate prayer and testimony and really begin to tell about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us. This church, this thing called Christianity, is corporate in nation, in nature, but unfortunately we're living in a selfie world. And a selfie world is all about self and what God has done for me lately and not what he's done for us collectively. And one of the words, again, that's why that word selfie is called selfie, because let's be honest, when you are taking a selfie, you really just want people to notice you because you're being selfish. And we're also living in an Instagram culture because the root word of Instagram is Insta, which means quick. And everybody wants stuff to be done instantly and microwave. We don't want to wait on God until it comes. We want everything our way instantaneously. And we get upset when more than two people are in the line at the drive-thru because they're going to hold us up. But Jesus says, whoever confesses me before men, him will I also confess before the Father. Now this in the context of him already telling his disciples, you're going to run into cities where people don't like you. You're going to run into places where people are going to stone you. They're going to run you out of town. You're going to also have problems in your own family. That brother's going to turn against brother. Even father might even turn against son. This thing is going to be so radical that it's going to cause problems in your own atmosphere. But do not be ashamed. As a matter of fact, I am looking for people who are not ashamed to say they have signed up with Jesus. It's just like you being in a new relationship and you won't change your status on Facebook to end a relationship, or someone who goes on a vacation. You ever notice people go on vacations and all their pictures on vacation by themselves? Somebody taking them pictures. But if you shame to be with me and shame for me to be in the picture, then you and I really ain't together. That's what Jesus is trying to tell somebody today. That if we can't take a picture together, if you can't change your status on Facebook to end a relationship, then we, baby girl, ain't really in a relationship.
relationship. So that's why I just need to go ahead and block you, unfriend you, because you have not been able to confess me publicly. And if you cannot confess me publicly, then we really ain't in no right relationship. I don't know who I'm preaching to today, but if they can't claim you as their own and take you to see their mama and their daddy and tell everybody else that we together, then y'all ain't really together.
Homologeo, homologeo. Some might pronounce it homologeo. The word homologeo in the Greek means to confess, to admit, to profess, to avow, to acknowledge, and also to come clean. Jesus, in this part, is not asking us to come clean as in to confess our faults. And then let me tell you something else. There's a difference between confessing your faults and confessing your sins. All of us got some faults. 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 Just waiting on one more. Just waiting on somebody in their house. All of us got some faults. But the Bible says confess your faults. You know, every now and then you need to let people know up front. You know, I got a little anger management problems. You know, every now and then I cuss. Every now and then I need to have something on the top shelf. I mean, I'm not perfect, but you ain't got to confess everything you do. The only thing that Jesus needs to know everything you do. Every now and then I got some issues. Every now and again I get tired. Every now and again I don't want to talk to nobody. Every now and then I don't like you because you don't like me. Everybody got a few little faults. But people get it twisted when they think they got to put all their business on Front Street and tell everybody what they have done did. Ain't nobody need to know everything about your business. That's what he's not talking about here. He's not talking about. He says, do you acknowledge me as the Son of God? Am I your Lord of Lords? Am I your King of Kings? Will you admit to others that we are in a relationship and you're not scared what other people might think about you or how they might come to judge you because you ain't perfect yourself and they ain't perfect either? Ain't it a shame that we who claim to be Christian are being judged by imperfect people for our imperfections? We know that we're imperfect. We're humbled by our imperfections. And that's why we come into the house of the Lord every Sunday to acknowledge the fact that we are imperfect, but we want to get it a little bit better. We want to grow a little bit higher. That we're not as nasty and arrogant as you in your sin, thinking it is not sin. So he says, when you confess me, when you avow me, when you tell others that I am your Lord and I am your Savior. And he says, if you do not do that, then I cannot acknowledge you before my Father. He says, if you don't acknowledge our relationship, you get no benefits of the relationship. Because here's the text says, I'm about to block you. In other words, you ain't going to be able to slide in my DMs. He says, because number one, I've got to accept you. And you've got to accept me. You might send me a friend request, but I've got to acknowledge that I'm your friend. And unless I acknowledge that you are my friend, you can't have no relationship and you can't see everything that I do and you certainly can't send me no message. And if you don't send me no message, Jesus is telling me I can't send your message to God because you have been blocked. He said, if you deny me, I cannot act on your behalf with my Father. Because you can't get a message through because we don't connect one another. We're not friends. We're not adjutants. We're not close enough for me to provide services to you with the Father if you deny me. And so what Jesus is saying early on in his ministry, I need some people who will stand up for me. I need some people who will acknowledge me. I need some people who will say, through hell and high water, I'm with Jesus Christ. And if you're with Jesus Christ, there will be some benefits in the relationship. He says, I can't act for you unless you acknowledge me as your Messiah. And he says, those who confess me, those who avow me, those who admit that I everything the Father has, you will have also. Everything the Father has, you will have also. Now, what the problem is, people get this twisted, Prelo, is thinking that you will have every material thing. But material things, y'all, don't bring you peace. Material things don't bring you happiness. I know what the things say and all the meaning want to say, but it makes no sense to have a Bentley with nobody riding in the car with you. And no, it makes no sense to have a house on the hill, no reason to have a timeshare. You don't pay $60,000 for 2 days of, and nobody to go there with you. It makes no sense to have any of these blessings without the joy of enjoying the blessing. Let me say that one more again. It makes no sense to have any of these blessings without enjoying the blessing. And so you cannot enjoy it unless you have a relationship with Jesus, knowing that if Jesus that gave it to you, and because Jesus gave it to you, nobody can take it away. I wish I had a witness right here. There might be some changes in it. There might be some manipulation going on. But if God has given it to you, and God has provided it for you, nobody can take it away from you. And what this world needs now more than ever, when 50% of our country no longer claims to avow a relationship with Jesus Christ, is more people to confess Jesus. We have become private in our convictions. We have become private in our conversations. We have become private even in our confirmation of Jesus. Whole lot of people, Jacoby, believe in it, but they ain't letting nobody else know about it. But I don't know about you. God been too good to me. I said, God been too good to me. I said, God has been too good for me. I don't know what it is about it, but God has been just too good for me not to tell somebody that the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me makes my soul just cry out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. You tell everything else. Tell everything else. Why don't you tell the real tea? Why don't you tell the real tea? Why don't you tell the real tea that God did it, that God delivered, that you were a wretch undone, that you could have lost your mind, lost your job, lost your husband, lost your wife, lost everything you had, but God spared you. You couldn't have done it on yourself. You couldn't have done it by yourself, but it had not been for the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you. Where would you be right now? And that's why he said, you've got to confess me. If you're going to slide in my deal and expect me to do something for you, you've got to confess me. And those who will not have the benefits of this salvation. The world needs to hear more Jesus. Lord, I'm so tired. I love him. God bless him. Hope he wins. But I'm so tired of hearing Jamie Harrison. Lord, you better text your wife before Jamie texts it. I mean, I'm just as much. Why we don't talk much about Jesus as we hear about Jamie? Jamie on every corner, on every street, every time you turn to Facebook, every television station, every video game, every football station, you hear Jamie. But can we get Jesus on every station? Can we get Jesus on Facebook? Can we get Jesus on Instagram? Can I get Jesus in the Ohio State, Penn State? Can I get Jesus when I wake up? I want Jamie to win, but I already know somebody who's already won, and his name is Jesus. Anybody know he's already won? One Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, he already won, and he's got all power in his hands. And if I just confess that he is Lord of my soul and of my spirit, he said he will honor me before the Father. When Barack Obama was running the presidency of these United States of America in 2008. I'm not bragging, but I'm telling the God honest truth. Everybody, even in 2008, African American had signed up with Hillary Clinton. We because you know y'all said that her husband, because he could play the saxophone and he smoked weed, was the first black. Tell the truth, shame the devil. Yes, what y'all said. He can play the saxophone, he smoked weed, he wanted us, he can come to the cookout. He the first black president. And we said he was the first black president because we never thought Jonathan we would ever have, so we just claimed him. He was like you, he pookie. We claimed Clinton as pookie. And he had women problems too, so he definitely was our cousin, Janice. And so everybody and their mama was going for Hillary Clinton, and my dad stepped out, went with the brother. One of the first politicians in South Carolina went with Barack Obama. He stood with them, he marched with them. And I'll never forget when he came to a rally here in South Carolina. We were down in the basement, Gale, the convention center. And we had to be there at a certain time to get back stage and to be back into the little green room and the holding room with President Obama and Mrs. Obama. And I got there on time, and my name was on the list, and I got to go back and spend some time with the Obamas. But I have another family member who don't be on time all the time. And I won't mention his name, but it's George. And he got there late, and they wouldn't let him back. And I went, and he called me and texted me. He said, I'm out here at security, and they won't let me in. And I said, is your name on the list? He said, no, my name ain't even on the list. I said, did you tell him your name? He said, yeah, I told him your name. And they still wouldn't let me in. I said, I know what I need to do. I'll send Dad to come get you. My name don't mean a thing, but I'll send Dad out to get you. I'm just a son like you, but I'm going to send my father to come get you. I ain't got enough sense, and don't think just because my name is already written in the Lamb's Book of Life that I can get other people in, but I'm going to send the man's name who created the list. And I'm going to send my father out. And when my dad went out, my dad talked to security. My dad told security who he was and then was able to vouch that this was his son. And once security realized it was I.S. Lever Johnson's boy, they let I.S. Lever Johnson's boy in. But the reason why I.S. Lever Johnson's boy in was because the son was smart enough to go talk to the father. And because the father had the power, I wish I had a witness up in here. I ain't got no power. You ain't got no power. But anybody know that if you got access to the son has access to the father, and the father can go talk to someone else and make things happen in your life. Anybody ever had a talk with the son and realized the son didn't have a talk with the father? That's all Jesus is trying to tell somebody right now. If you talk with the son will talk to the father, and the father has all power to get any and everything done. I done already talked to the son, and I done told the son, we got to get Trump out on Tuesday. Can you help me, Daddy? Get him out. I done talked to the father, and I done talked through the son. We got to make some changes around here in Richland County. I done talked to the son, and the son done talked to the father, because the father has the earth in his hands. Can I get a witness in here? Not only does he have the earth in his hands, he's got your life in his hands. 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 And if I give everything I need to the man that's got the world in his hands, what can I not do? Because he's got all. Say yes! If you believe in his power and in his might. I didn't have the power or the position. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. That's why some of us are in the wrong places. We're in the wrong position. We're in the wrong place. That's why we can't get nothing done, because we're in the wrong position. I was not in position. I didn't have the power. I didn't have the credibility to get my brother past Secret Service. At that point,
one time Secret Service was in charge. Ain't no Columbia cop, ain't no Richland County cop. It was a sheriff that I knew I could have gotten Georgia, but it's Secret Service. They play by different rules than the devil. The devil plays by different rules, and when the devil is playing and controlling and trying to wrap up stuff, you got to go directly to the Father. But the Bible says that the only way you get it is through his Son. Anybody know his name? Anybody know his name? I'm about to get out of here. It ain't Jamie, but it's Jesus. It ain't Jamie. Good luck, Jamie. I hope you win, Jamie. But even if you don't, Jamie, I got another name. And his name is Jesus. He's a wonderful counselor. He's the everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. And one of these days, he's coming to get me at the gate. One of these days, soon and very soon, like my brother, I expect him to come get me at the gate and let me on in, not to see the president, but to see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Go vote.